In a small claims case between a trapper and a trap springer, a judge finds the trap springer liable but doesn't award any damages to the trapper. Trapper John Forrest sued hiker Kathleen Turley for springing his lawfully set traps on Davies Creek Trail in Juneau. Turley had made headlines in January for also freeing a bald eagle from two traps. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
In his decision, Judge Thomas Nave addresses each trap Kathleen Turley admitted to springing last December. Nave writes that Turley was justified in springing the Martin trap closest to the unintentionally caught eagle she was freeing. Regarding the other trap near the trailhead that she sprung twice over 2 days, the judge doesn't find Turley justified. In her concern for dogs and other hikers, Nave writes, other alternatives existed. Even though Nave finds Turley liable, he states John Forrest failed to prove his damages during the small claims case that took place over 2 days. Forrest had testified he was owed up to $750, but Nave writes he offered no evidence, like a weekly log of what animals he traps. Forrest's lawyer, Zane Wilson, asked for an additional $500 in punitive damages. That was denied as well because he didn't prove Turley sprang the traps out of malice. Turley sees the decision as a win-win. She's relieved she doesn't have to pay anything toward what started out as a $5,000 complaint. And she hopes it'll make Forrest and other trappers happy.
They wanted to make a point that it's not okay to spring people's traps, and they've made that point because they won as far as that goes. And for me, it was more important that I didn't have to pay anything.
Neither Forrest nor his attorney, Zane Wilson, returned calls for comment. Pete Buest, a spokesman for the Alaska Trappers Association, is pleased with the decision.
As a trapper, as a guy who, you know, occasionally speaks for trappers, I think it's pretty good.
Buest says it's unfortunate Forrest didn't get an award for damages, but he calls the decision fair. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.